Coach, your thoughts on tonight's game?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the reversal of Saturday night, of Saturday against Lafayette. Lafayette, we were up 1-0, concede a late goal. Today, we're down 1-0 and find the back of the net. And so, thought it was a good first 45. I thought the first half of the second half, they were on us. We got away from us. We're a little deeper. And then second part of the second half, I thought we controlled a little more of the play and were aggressive. And said to the guys, neither goal tonight was pretty. And that's sometimes, or a lot of times, goals. But a really good draw for us to come back and build on this. And I thought the guys showed really good character to respond.
Were there any players that exceeded your expectations this evening? And if so, how?
I have pretty high expectations. So it typically is not exceeding expectations, maybe falling below the benchmark. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, we used a lot of guys tonight. I thought guys who started, guys who came off the bench, we got good minutes from. Obviously, Bone finds the goal, which is good for him and his confidence and continuing to go. John Roman comes in at the end and is slowly getting more minutes. Luke Dunn, slowly more minutes. Andrew Rent, slowly more minutes. I thought Luke and Jay in the first half were pretty good. Diego has been consistent. So I think, there's a lot of guys, I think, that gave us, I don't know how many guys we played, but I think everybody came in and gave us a good rate.
Throughout the game, but especially kind of in that first half, I thought there were a lot of good bits of build-up play. Couldn't quite find the final pass for a clear-cut opportunity. What were you kind of telling the guys, and what did you make of your build-up play overall tonight?
Yeah, I mean, they kind of switched how they played based upon how we played halfway through the first half, or kind of towards the end. They were playing with two, and they're like 4-2-3-1, and then they switched it into two tens and one holder. So I thought early on we were pretty good, and you could play through Diego, and they were trying to mark him out. But the initial phase, he didn't need to stay so connected early on in the initial pass when we built out, and then we could find him from there. We got in trouble a couple times, as I think Keith a little more than Quinn on the dribble, just kind of breaking that line on the dribble, and then it kind of narrows him, his choices. And I thought Quinn forced a couple balls in probably the second phase. But I thought we could deal with it. I didn't think it was anything. Their press, I didn't think it was anything that we hadn't seen before. And our build, I don't think it was any better or any worse, but something that we still need to identify as we're going here. And we've rotated through guys. Obviously, tonight we played in a back four as well versus a back three.
What will be the focus in your upcoming training to continue to adjust and improve?
Yeah, I mean, now we go back to conference. It's only conference from here. And so we got to sharpen up a couple things, I think, for us in the attacking third. Can we find more in the final third? We were probably a couple passes off, from a foot here and there. But I thought we found some really good central pockets tonight. And now how can we build upon that as we move forward? I think the build phase will be part of how we continue to look based upon, how Bucknell defends. And, they defend as a solid group. It's different playing them at their own place versus here, just grass and a little tighter field there versus here, a little bigger and turf. And so how they then set up will be a part of that, but everything will be primarily focused on us, as we got to continue to go compete in the conference, right? Everything's in front of us. Everybody's got five games left, and none more important than Saturday. So it'll be a good couple days of prep.
And you touched on it being a role reversal of the weekend. You guys obviously had to come back. What was the message halftime at 0-0, and then what did you like about your guys' response to going 1-0 down, coming back, and getting the equalizer?
Yeah, halftime, we talked about a couple points of emphasis, and I thought we were in a good position on what we touched about. And so, obviously we made a couple of adjustments in terms of personnel, but the kind of game plan didn't change. And, first half, obviously keep a clean sheet, and second half, the goal is to continue that, and it doesn't happen. But to your point, I think we conceded, and I don't think we really deviated much tonight. I thought the guys put in a shift after, and there was a spell of like 15 minutes, I thought, in the first half where we were under it. The goal came, and then we regrouped, and I thought the response was really good by the group. Now we definitely lead the country in ties, I think, with 8.
No one has more than 6.
Yeah, there we go. So at least we're leading in one statistical category. But now I think it's a hard-fought point against Harvard. And, they're looking to this late in the year. They're all eyes on conference as well. And they played a good group as well. And so I thought it was a good overall game and a good response by our guys to find that goal. Maybe could have had, I think there was not any clear-cut chances, but I think he has still created stuff after finding the equalizer where it doesn't come off, but we still were pushing, which was also something I was proud to see of the group.